Ihoma. We are noting the passing of Sam Neill, a New Zealand actor, businessman, and in many ways too a political agitator. He passed away in Sydney, and he has been crook. At the age of 78 yesterday, you've probably heard. Now, Fetu Fala has long time been an advocate for our theatre, film and screen industry. She's kindly with us to just reflect on his contribution to the New Zealand acting craft, his contribution to our film legacy, and also his interactions too with Māori actors, directors, as we have touched on with not the least of them, Hunt for the Wilder People. Thank you for joining us on the program, Fetu. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Tēnā koutou katoa, te whānau o Wātea.
Thank you. He's a much-loved character, Sam Neill, for his various roles, the last of them presenting, I guess, wildlife documentaries about New Zealand as well and the wider Pacific. So his voice was sort of known to us all as his face. But when we look back at his catalogue of work across his career, what stands out for you, Fetu, and how do you rate his contribution to New Zealand film?
Oh, kia ora, Dale. Te mea tuatahi, he mihi noe ki te whānau pani a Sam. Nō reira, haere atu rā e hō. Sam, very kind, generous man. How do I rate him? He's right up there with the iconic Kiwi movie stars. But even better, he was kind of the guy next door, as Jason Gunn's described him, of Kiwi stardom in Hollywood. And I think back to his days, incredible story, when he worked at the old New Zealand Film Unit in Wellington, and he worked with many of our relations from Te Atiawa and from Wainui o Mata. And there he was in the old days, the New Zealand Film Unit belonged to the government. And he went all over the country making newsreels and things like that. Incredibly, at 30 plus something years of age, he made the film Sleeping Dogs and was pretty much catapulted from Lower Hutt, New Zealand Film Unit, into becoming the movie star that everyone's familiar with. But those 30 plus years, there are lots of our colleagues that have some great stories. And as Sam became even more famous, or as he would describe it, you know, he was just a hardworking actor. That's what he did. He didn't really change. So that's incredible. And his latest work that everyone's familiar with, those of you who watch his Instagram posts about chickens and raising wine and doing all that kind of stuff, also discovered the other part of Sam, which was his deep love for Aotearoa and his continual advocacy for Te Ao and for Aotearoa. And these things pretty much never changed despite the Jurassic Park premieres, the great successes of his English dramas, the brilliant Hunt for the Wilder People, and the works that he collaborated with Taika and all our other wonderful Aotearoa filmmakers. Sam's kind of true north, if you like, stayed with us, with the people of Aotearoa, and especially our environment. So, you know, for those of you, whānau, who haven't read his book, it's a pretty, how can I say this? He was a wonderful writer. I had no idea, but it's a wonderful collection of his perspectives upon life, told with the funny secrets about movie and theatre people that he met over his life. And I encourage everyone to read it if they don't know much about Sam. It was a really good book. And I feel incredibly sad that he has passed so suddenly. And because he, in his own words, had a bit more to do about Te Ao, and especially with what is happening in Aotearoa, and of course, the upcoming election. So yeah, Sam, us fortunate, thanks to Gaylene Preston, who knew him from her university days to work with him. We worked together for 4 months all over Te Waipounamu, and that's when we got to know him. So, and then kept in touch with him over the years. He didn't really change. Sam was, when he saw you, you always talked the same to you. And you might be in the middle of the beehive or you might be on the street. He was exactly the same. So how do I rate him again? Coming back to your first question, he's right up there. I didn't realise he had become a sir. And so because to all of us, he was just Sam. And I'm sure he would have found that interesting. Sam, Sir Sam Neill, amazing.
I thank you for reflecting. You know, it takes people who are proud of this nation to forge opportunities for others globally, and that's, of course, occurred. So we pay our tributes to his contribution and acknowledge also his passing. Whetū Whala, kindly with us, reflecting on the life and contribution of Sam Neill, Sir Sam Neill, who passed away yesterday. Thank you, Whetū. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora nā.
Kia ora. Kia ora. That book, by the way, if you're interested, apparently a good read. Did I ever tell you this? A memoir from Sam Neill.